4 CPA Mobile.
Bonjour, KB's 4 CBA, W4DJW. How are you?
Well, Dave, I'm just...
Okay, most of that was static. I did hear something about your daughter and something about Verde, but that's about all I got out of that last transmission. You must be in a shadow.
Better.
Oh, yeah, what'd you do, bump up the power? Base station, you've got a pretty good idea.
Well, this is a typical 5 o'clock traffic. It's almost become 6 o'clock traffic. And I'm just glad I don't have to drive in this every day anymore.
That is a nice feeling. I can relate to that. So what were you saying about... I think you said something, your daughter has a birthday.
I've been sent on an errand to to pick up, she's already paid for it, birthday cake. And let's give it a short green light history. But anyway, make sure I got the repeater. Okay.
Yes, that transmission came through perfectly clear.
Back a few inches. The guy in the pickup truck didn't mind. Anyway, this is a place that all they do is cakes, and it's over here in that shopping center where Olive Garden is on Verde and Lawrence Road. It's in that little shopping center there. And I think it's called Nothing But Cakes or something like that. And so they we're having a party at 9:30 in the morning. That's when they open. So we decided to go ahead and pick it up tonight.
Okay. How old is she?
I think she'll be 40. Yeah, she was born in 1990, February 1990, so that'd make her 40.
Wow. Okay. You got an early start. So did I.
She's 30 when she was born. And then 5 years later, we had our second daughter, and then that was it.
Talk over it.
Hey, Hey, Dave, you want to get another repeater?
Okay, I fired up a different radio. That radio is a power. Can you hear me okay, over?
Yeah, I can hear you good. I was just saying you want to go to another repeater. It seems like there's some interference there. I don't know if it's another repeater or what's going on.
I don't know what that is either. And I heard you, Johnny, but if we're getting over it, then you're getting over it just fine on my end. But I was on the radio I normally talk on, which is the EchoLink radio, because it actually sends audio out to EchoLink over the internet, as well as sends audio to the repeater, so that they can hear. Otherwise, co-located antennas without a duplexer don't work very well. But anyway, it took me a while to find the microphone for the other radio and switch the antenna over, so that because it has been being used for HF, not 2 meters. So it took me a while to get converted over, but I'm there now. And I forgot what it was you were saying. But anyway, hello, Johnny. 74 DJW.
Hey, Dave. I've arrived at my destination, but I heard that going on and wanted you guys to know that you were able to talk over it. No problem. Let me get out of here, WD40H.
Okay, well, good hearing you. I can't key up on the Echo. I have the same restriction as the EchoLink. This keyed up, the button I push won't key on top of it if somebody else has it triggered up. That's why I had to switch radios. Anyway, have a good one, Johnny. WD4DYH, W4DJW. Go ahead, David. Say 9-4.
That's a roger.
Let me see if I still have that one. I know I've got 8-2. I don't know if I've got 9-4. Let me see if I got 9-4. Okay, I got 9-4. If it's on, depending on where it is on Ferris Mountain, I may or may not be able to get to it. Let's go to 9-4. W4DJW, QSY.
KB4CPA. Something coming in from like another repeater or you know, somebody's keying up, you know, like a HT or some weak signal, or something like that.
Able to get something from another repeater, but it has to be coming in on your input from the other repeater. Otherwise, if it's keying up our repeater, it's coming in from somebody who's out in the field trying to hit that other repeater from their output, because it's got to be on a different frequency to key up the repeater. So it is possible for it to be another repeater, but that means you're hearing that other repeater on the frequency you're listening to, not the frequency you're transmitting on, which keys up the repeater, our repeater.
What you're saying, and that shouldn't happen on 9-4 since it has a tone.
Well, you did, if you noticed, the only time you heard it on 9-4 is while the squelch, or it was during the squelch hang time. That's the only time you heard it. Whereas on 6-1, you can hear it when there is after the squelch hang time. That's the difference between a tone on and a tone off.
Well, I've noticed there seems to be more repeaters out there with tones now than there used to be.
That is the direction it is headed. You're right. It does cause an inconvenience, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. We'll probably have to do that sometime here, too. We've discussed it recently, putting one on there. But it has benefits and drawbacks. It's not just a benefit.
So what are some of the drawbacks?
To use the repeater that doesn't know the input frequency. And one of the ways you get around that is you announce it either through PW or a voice. But even if you announce it, sometimes somebody doesn't know how to program it, or they can't program it because their radio can't do it. And there's less and less of the can't do it, the radio can't do it, versus like if you're mobile, it's kind of like texting while you're driving. That's not something you want to plug in unless you really know your radio well, or you're sitting at a red light.
I don't know this radio well enough to work a lot of things on it. I'll hit the reverse button on it every now and then. I know where it is. I know where the scan button is. I mean, I don't have to hunt for it. I just have to glance down for like a half a second, and, you know, my eyes are back on the road. But anywho, what was I going to tell you? Oh! You heard any more about the silent auction? Did everything that was on that sale?
No, I haven't seen any more emails on it. Have you had the opportunity to look at it on the website?
Not gone to the website, so because it was my understanding that it's supposed to have taken place at the January meeting.
I think they'll keep having those until, well, I could be wrong, but I think they'll keep having those until what they don't plan on using is gone.
I wouldn't mind just going through it. I mean, I'd buy anything, but then again, who knows? Might see something I need.
W4DJW, you can go through it online. I think they took pictures of all of it.
Out KB4CBA.
To cruising the World Wide Web, are you?
Now what?
You're not averse to cruising the World Wide Web. It sounds like you don't want to. You don't want to get on the internet, or you just stay away from it. I used to be that way, but it's been a long time since I was that way.
I can remember when we had the old AT&T dial-up, you know, the made all the noises and took about 5 minutes to connect, and you just sat there and waited, and you thought it was the grandest thing in the world. But my wife and I'll be talking, and she'll ask a question, or I'll ask a question, and we don't know the answer. I said, well, just ask your magic box there. It knows.
So is that Siri on an iPhone or Google Assistant on a smartphone?
It does Siri, and then if Siri's kind of weird, though. She knows some things, and then some things she doesn't have a clue. It's really surprising. Have you ever asked Siri why fire trucks are red?
I use Alexa more than I do Siri. Most of the time when I'm using Siri, I'm telling her to stop talking because she hears what she thinks is somebody calling her name, and she just starts talking out of the blue when I unexpectedly. I should probably just turn that off. But I have a Echo in my office, too, and I keep it on mute all the time because I changed its name from Alexa to computer. You have that choice. It could be one of the two. And I changed it to computer because there's another Alexa in the other room. And you could ask one a question and the other one would answer. It gets confusing. But no, I haven't asked Siri why fire trucks are red.
But if you can, have access to Siri, ask her why fire trucks are red, and she goes through this long dissertation. It is hilarious how she gets around to fire trucks are red. But she gets there, and Alexa doesn't do as good of a job as Siri.
The function of what you use them for, I find the opposite. The questions I ask, I find that Alexa does better than Siri. But I haven't been asking Siri questions in a long time, too, so it might be that that's the reason. W4DJW.
CBA. Well, yeah, we use the internet for everything. We buy on Amazon. We've got Amazon Prime, and we have at least one package at the door every day, sometimes two, sometimes three. So I don't know where we're putting all this stuff. But it's stuff we need. I mean, it's like, I guess I'm getting ready to order a disposal because I couldn't fix the other one. Well, I fixed it, but it started leaking, and I just said, I'm done. I'm done. I'm just not going to mess with it anymore. I fixed the blade, one of the blades got loose and was riveted on. I had to bring it out here and take my die grinder and grind it down to nothing and then beat it out. And I just put a screw in it, and then I put it all back together, and it's got this little drip, intermittent drip now. So I said, I'm done.
Yeah, I've been there. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've done the same thing. But the stuff I order more is either really hard to find electronics components, right? There's no electronics stores around here. Well, there's the guy over in Spartanburg, but I don't get out much. And then stuff like coffee that you can't find the coffee that I use at the grocery store, but every once in a while. And I would buy up two or three canisters of it. And then for the next three or four trips to the grocery store, which is like once every other week, they were out all the time. So I have a button that I push on Amazon, and in about 2 days I get six cartons, and I'm good for a month and a half or 2 months or 3 months, whatever it turns out to be. So yeah, it's really, really good for that kind of stuff. And I do dog food the same way. There's a couple of items I do like that, but my wife, she buys stuff every night, and there's enough new stuff coming every day. There's half a dozen to a dozen packages delivered every single day. And like you said, where does she put all that stuff? I don't know. W4DJW.
No, they're making a killing off of us because, I mean, we haven't bought any big ticket items, but, you know, we're just constantly, you know, like she, I like this particular kind of jelly. It's sugar-free. It's Smucker's. Walmart, they'll run out of it, and it takes them 3 months to restock. So we just started ordering it, and it's actually cheaper on Amazon. We get free shipping, so, hey, it's a no-brainer. And she'll order, like, 15 things of it. I mean, as long as you don't break the seal, they're, you know, you don't have to put it in the fridge until you open it the first time. So, anyway... So we do stuff like that, and I don't know, she's ordering stuff for the kids, and so there's always something coming in the mail. And now that we've got my youngest daughter and her husband living here, that they are getting things sent to here, so it's even more than usual.
That's got to be putting a hurting on both the big box and the local sellers, right? But that's the way it's headed. And they're doing more and more research with better and better delivery mechanisms. And some places, like in New York, I think you can order something and you can have it at your house or at your desk in an hour or two, right? And they're working on making that more widespread, using drones. For example, some people say that'll never happen, and other people are showing the research that's making it happen.
You know, this house is 15 years old, so some things like the disposal are starting to wear out, and, you know, we got a new air conditioner, we got a new roof right before we moved in. My dad put that in, so we don't have to worry about that. We just bought a new washing machine and dryer, a new stove, new refrigerator, new dishwasher, and anything, any of that stuff that needed to be installed, I installed it. And so there's always something to do around here. And and so my wife decided she doesn't like the garage, it's so noisy, the opener. So I said, well, you know, they have this real quiet belt drive, and you can't even hear it hardly. And so our son-in-law has it, so she heard that, you know, how quiet it was. And guess what? I got a genie sitting in the dining room there in a box waiting for me to install it.
I know about the difference in the sound of the garage door openers. It took me replacing mine the third time. Had the original one, had a replacement in there, wore both of those out, and went to Lowe's just for the sole purpose of getting a new garage door opener because the second one was wore out, and they had one of those with the belt drive. And I didn't like the racket that the chain drive one made, but it didn't bother me. But when I put that genie in there, man, was it quieter. It was super quiet. And that was a really nice surprise. Plus, it's got an app on the phone. You can open and close it on the phone. Like when my wife got her car, I hadn't had time to program the button on the mirror to open the garage door. I still haven't done that, and she's had it since Thanksgiving. I still got to do that. I put a remote one in there after a while. But when she first got it, I'd watch her on the doorbell. You could see her driving in. And I'd just go on my phone and open the garage door for her. And then when she walked through the garage door, I just hit the button and close it for her. So it's like she drives in, it opens up, she walks in, it closes. She kind of liked that, but then I put one in her car that does it for her. But, yeah, that genie is nice. It is. That belt drive is really quiet. W4DJW.
The model that had, we had one in our other house that had a motion sensor. So if you walked in the garage at night, it would instantly light up, and I really like that. So I got that feature too, and it's got the phone app thing. We both have things that we can program. I've got one in my sun visor, and then hers is overhead, right next to the sun visor, right in the center of the headliner, right behind the rearview mirror. And so hers is a little more difficult to program. Mine's simple as pie, but anyway. But it'd be fun to have the apps too, because, I mean, heck, if you drive down the road and you say, oh, man, I forgot to close the garage, then you can just close it with your app.
That, and they come with this thing that you can put on the outside of the garage door, and you can plug a code in and press enter, and it'll open the garage door. So if your car isn't there, like if, I don't know, you come home from the airport and you took an Uber to the airport, and you take an Uber home, and you don't have your keys because you left them home because you weren't going to need them, right? And you arrive at your house, and you don't have any keys, you don't have any way to get in, you can just punch in that code, and it'll open the garage door for you. But if it's on your phone, too, you could do that as well. It'd be just as easy to use your phone, because you're probably not going to go off without it anyway. But have you discovered those light sockets that you can plug in and then plug lamps into it, and then you can program them on your phone just the same way, and then Alexa can read that, and you can walk into a room and tell Alexa to turn the lights on, and she turns them on, and you can tell her to turn them off when you leave, and she'll turn them off for you? That's pretty cool.
But, we got Google, yeah, we have to go, hey, Google. So anyway, yeah, we've got them hooked up to a few things, and I have a pad, a keypad for this garage door opener on the outside, so, you know, like the kids, if they come over, they can just punch in the code and, you know, just walk right in the house. So that way we don't have to worry about, you know, getting keys cut and that kind of thing. And, you know, I'd have to have 4 keys cut, probably 5, counting my mother-in-law. So it's a lot easier to put that thing up.
Well, it took me a while to figure it out, but you can put different types of appliances in different groups, like all the lights that are in the various rooms throughout the house. You can specify which ones you want them on, or you can just say, turn the lights on, and it'll turn every light in the house on. So the whole house is dark, and you just say, turn on the lights, and the whole house is lit up. So that's kind of neat, too, because there's no way you could go through the house flipping on all the light switches. Or if you don't want to worry about, did I leave that light downstairs? No, just say, turn out the lights, and all of them go out. So that's pretty neat. There's a lot of conveniences to that, especially when you can group them like that.
That with the, I wouldn't call it stereo, but with the audio system. So, like, if you're sitting there at the main one and you say, you know, play, you know, whatever song, it'll just play it on that one Apple device. But then we have two more. We have one in the kitchen, one in the bedroom. If I say play whatever on home speakers, then it plays on all of them, so I can just go from room to room, and I'm still hearing the song, you know, just as clearly as if I was sitting on the couch.
Okay, so you've taken that farther than I have. I haven't done that yet. I'm still learning. It is cool, though. It is nice, cool technology that used to be only a few houses had, and now every house can have that. Isn't technology wonderful? But before DJW.
Yes, it is wonderful when it works. When it doesn't work, then boy do I get ill, especially with computers. I hate it when a computer starts acting up. I just, oh man. But that's that's another story for another time. Well, I was sitting in the garage. The wife already come out to see why I haven't come in, so I guess I'll get out of the car now and take this cake in. But enjoy talking with you, Dave, and I'll sign, and I'll stick around for your final. So, KB4CBA.
All right, David. Good talking to you, too. I enjoyed it very much. Take care. Enjoy your evening and the weekend, if it's a long weekend for you. I think Monday's President's Day. So I've got a long weekend coming up. Anyway, good talking to you. Enjoy it. W4DJ, WClear.